SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Ontario Museum of History and Art and the City of Ontario Recreation and Community Services Department are coming together to host the annual Dia de los Muertos celebrations throughout the city, running now through November 17th. Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is a vibrant and culturally rich celebration that holds great importance for communities, particularly in Mexican and Latin American cultures, observed annually on November 1st and 2nd. Here to tell us more are Samantha Herrera, Ontario Museum of History and Art Assistant Curator, and Chris Ponce, City of Ontario Senior Recreation and Community Services Supervisor. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Pepper.
Start by telling us, what is Dia de los Muertos?
Well, Dia de los Muertos is a day of remembrance, honoring those who've passed, such as family members, loved ones, friends, even pets. People have been an important part of your life.
And what is Dia de los Muertos Healing and Remembrance?
This year's our 26th edition of Dia de los Muertos, so we have one every year. It is celebrating a multicultural perspective on life and death and many forms of healing and remembering loved ones. So a way to work through any sorrow and discomfort, and just by remembering, you know, the loved ones who passed and just celebrating their life.
What's the goal of this year's exhibit?
So it's to present, you know, a method of remembrance, you know, that these participants find solace in and a sense of connection by honoring both the lives that were and the enduring impact those lives have on the present.
Tell us about the participating artists.
This year we were highlighting artists who've been participating for 10 plus years. Since it's been running for 26 years itself, we're just dedicated to this holiday. And we have 9 artists that have been working in different mediums for this exhibit. Those artists are Gloria Totibel, Heriberto Luna, Irene Nunez, Jessica Cruz, Lisa Cabrera, Mary Lucille Nunez, Raymond Sloan, Theresa Polly Shellcroft, and June Ramirez.
And you have a gallery reception coming up this Friday. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the reception's on November 1st from 3 to 6 p.m. So we're asking all visitors, all patrons, to stop by at our museum first, because the following event will be with the Recreation Department. So participants will experience the intricate displays, the artwork, all that's meaningful tributes honoring deceased ancestors and friends created by the local community. There will be hands-on art-making activities, such as a calavera painting or a self-led still life drawing class. We'll have a performance by Ballet Folclórico Mi Lindo México, celebrating the beauty of Mexican culture through dance, and some local artist vendors, such as Nancy's House of Dolls.
And will the museum's exhibits be open as well?
Yes. So the other exhibits are open, such as The Art of Healing Holistic Expressions, which showcases the transformative power art can have on the healing process through the work of 5 artists that live in Southern California. And then our other permanent exhibit, Built on Water, which is about Ontario and inland Southern California, focusing on the history, present, and future of water in our region.
And is there a certain age that this is geared toward?
Oh, no, there's no specific age. It's for everyone to come and enjoy in our museum and the history that we provide.
I'm speaking with Samantha Herrera, Ontario Museum of History and Art Assistant Curator, and Chris Ponce, City of Ontario Senior Recreation and Community Services Supervisor. Chris, tell us about yourself and the City of Ontario Recreation and Community Service Department.
Hi, yeah, my name is Christopher Ponce. I am a Senior Rec Supervisor with the City of Ontario. I've been with the agency now for a little bit over 5 years and have the pleasure of serving our community and organizing a plethora of community events, programs, and services. So this is really exciting, a great opportunity for us to enhance and build on those connections with our community with this event that we have coming up. And, you know, it's just really in line with our focus of our agency. You know, we always look forward to planning, organizing, and closing those service gaps whenever possible to serve that community and, you know, provide opportunities for recreation and play, get everybody back to being outdoors and enjoying all of our awesome amenities in our city.
What is the community altar?
So yeah, the community altar is a display. It's going in its 5th year of being built for our community. So it gives an opportunity for our community members to participate. And if they don't have the ability to build their own ofrenda, they can definitely participate in the community altar and bring an item, heirloom, a copy copy of a photo or anything to honor their loved ones, those that have passed, and share that beautiful artistry with the community on our main community altar. And then we've also provided the opportunity now for the community to build their own altars where they can show their artistry, show their family connection to the community, and share their celebration of life and the memory of their loved ones, all those who have passed, and by participating in our community altar event.
Tell us about the altar showcase and the Dia de los Muertos procession.
Yeah, so the community altar showcase, this is the second year of us adding the showcase to the procession and to the altar event. So the opportunity presents those that are interested, opportunity to get a 10 by 10 space to build their own ofrenda. And like I said, to share it with their loved ones, and they'll be up and available for viewing through November 3rd. And then it's kind of awesome because we have the opportunity to highlight all the awesome altars with our November 1st event. We'll be having a procession that will be led by our community with different entertainers. We do have some Aztec dancer groups, some Folklorico participants, and of course, performances by a mariachi group called Mariachi Octavo.
And again, is there a certain age group that this is geared towards?
This event is free to all ages. So even to be an altar entry, to build your own ofrenda, we offer that completely free. We just want everybody to have an opportunity to connect with the community and show their artistry and honor their loved ones and join us as we celebrate life.
I've been speaking with Samantha Herrera, Ontario Museum of History and Art Assistant Curator, and Chris Ponce, City of Ontario Senior Recreation and Community Services Supervisor, about their Dia de los Muertos events happening this Friday. Anything else you think we should know?
This is the first official year that Recreation and the museum have been able to connect and make this annual holiday celebration become something powerful in our city. Other local cities get to really expand and bring up a lively event. And Ontario is really starting to present that in our space. It's needed. It's something that we're happy to expand on and just grow and present like our local community and what they've really been wanting to do in our region.
I absolutely agree with Sam. It's been a privilege and an honor to be able to partner with the museum and expand on this event and provide opportunities for even the public to come dress in their best and show up in their Katrina or Katrina outfit or whatever Dia de los Muertos outfit they wanted to come in to participate in the procession. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there and enjoying everything that we have to offer and everything we've worked hard to prepare and present for the community.
Yeah, the community's being able to now become artists in themselves, and it's our goal, and for sure my goal at the museum, for everyone to participate, and I'm really glad that Chris is and the Recreation Department is able to bring that to everyone.
And how can we learn more about the Ontario Museum of History and Art or the City of Ontario Recreation and Community Service Department and the Dia de los Muertos event?
Yeah, so you can go to the Ontario Museum of History and Arts website at ontariomuseum.org to get more information. And remember, it's free to all ages and open to the public. All our programs are free. And then we also have an Instagram that you can follow, which is Ontario Museum_arts and culture.
Right. And for the Recreation and Community Service Department, you can visit us at ontarioca.gov/special events. And you can scroll down to the Dia de los Muertos event. You can find all our event flyer and program materials all available to you there. And you can also follow us on Instagram on the Ontario Community Life and Culture, Ontario CLC, Instagram page.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And I hope Dia de los Muertos is a very meaningful event.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Yeah. Thank you, Pepper.